if I was to tag this sermon with a title this morning, it would be From Pain to Power. The scripture verses we have heard in our reading is a familiar text. That 23rd Psalm is one of the most known of all the Psalms. It was written by King David as an expression of his confidence and trust in God's care and for leadership of his people. David was God's chosen king, and he did so many great things. He was a great warrior. He was a man after God's own heart. He was a worshiper. He served God well in bringing the people of God back into one nation. David was by no means perfect, and he did some not so good things as well. But he was devoted to the one true God who sustained him and kept him even when he wasn't doing the things that God had called him to do. We too are by no means perfect. And truth be told, we all have something in our past that we're not proud of. But David beginnings was that of a shepherd whose job was to take care of the family's herd of sheep. A job none of his older brothers want, but David did it honorably as he could. And out of that training, he learned how to trust God and to believe God for his help and his guidance. David began this job as a boy and continued to be a shepherd, even as a very young man. While being a shepherd, he had an encounter with a bear and an encounter with a lion. But with the help of God, he was able to protect his sheep and kill the attackers. David started with humble beginnings, but his faith and his belief in God protected him as he was trained to be used by God in even a greater way. David had no doubt that God was able. We have all heard the famous story of David and Goliath and how no one, including King Saul, would fight the giant Goliath. Young David, still a shepherd, believing that he could slay Goliath, went out in faith in the power of God and slayed that giant. David was also a minstrel who sang songs of praise unto the Lord. And he is the writer of most of the Psalms, some of which are songs of praise to God for his mighty work and his saving power towards his people. This particular psalm we all know as a reading and a song of praise. We have heard it sung so powerfully right here at Mount Olive Baptist Church by Deaconess Coleman and our choir. It is one of those psalms that is near and dear to many. When learning scripture, this is one of those psalms we try to commit to memory because it's so encouraging. The beauty of this psalm is that David is remembering for himself, but also helping us to know today that God is truly a shepherd that guides and protects us all. The role of the shepherd is to lead, to guide, and to protect. The shepherd spends all of his time with his sheep. He doesn't run off leaving them to himself because he knows if he does this, they would have no protection. The shepherd knows all about his sheep. He knows which one is strong and which one can lead the herd. And he knows which one is weak and need the covering of the herd to protect him or her. The shepherd knows without him, the sheep cannot find food or water on their own. So he leads them to a place where they can find what they need to live and to prosper. The scripture speaks about the shepherd and his sheep, which is an analogy of Jesus and us, the people of God, who has accepted him as Lord and Savior. In being our shepherd, he has promised to help us along our life's journey. As I was looking at David as a shepherd and how he and his sheep were attacked by a bear and then later a lion, I thought about us and how we too are attacked by adversary who comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. The adversary is always trying to steal our joy, trying to kill our peace, trying to steal our resources. He tries every way he can to get into our lives and cause us misery and pain. The adversary come to steal our dreams, to steal our opportunities, and steal our finances in whatever way he can. The adversary come to kill our faith in God by telling us when trouble comes that God has forgotten about us. The adversary comes to destroy our families because he know God loves family. The adversary comes to destroy the fellowship of the saints by causing friction and problems among the saints. But you see, David shares with us in this 23rd Psalm that God is our shepherd, and he has covered us in his word. In these first three verses, David tells us the shepherd is committed to lead us into a place of refreshing and a place of peace where we can be restored. The shepherd knows the right way to go, and he will guide us to the place where we need to be. The shepherd wants us to have what we need and to be protected from the things that can cause us harm and make our lives difficult. These are difficult times for all of us, and worse for some who are more directly affected by the times in which we are living. But we have the assurance in that fourth verse that says that even though I walk through the darkest valley, even when I'm in the valley of life, death is but a shadow to those who believe. Even when I'm in a low place and it appears as though I'm not going to make it, the shepherd promises to be with us. Even when everything around us appears to be dark and menacing, we don't have to fear, because Jesus, the great shepherd, will lead us out of the way into the best place that we need to be. Now, not only will he lead us through those difficult times, but he promises us that we don't have to fear evil, because evil has no power over God. Evil is of Satan, and Satan can only do what we allow him to do. The word tells us in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." When we're going through the valley of life, we may experience some pain through some rocky terrains. We may go through the valley of life. We might even experience some tiredness from the long journey. When we're going through the valley, the shadow of death may look like we tell us that we might not make it. But Jesus is the light of the world. It's standing to lead us to a higher ground. Jesus is present in our situation and our circumstance. No matter what the enemy tries to do, Jesus promised to keep us and protect us. Hey, say, how do I know this? How do I know this? The word says in that third part of that fourth verse, it says, "The rod and thy staff shall comfort me." You see, that rod, a rod is a thick club-like stick that the shepherd uses to beat the enemy off when they come up upon us. When the wolf of stress, when the bear of depression, or the lion of despair sneaks up on us, the shepherd beats them off with the rod of protection. You see, when trials come into our life and try to sneak up on us and destroy us, the shepherd takes the rod and beat down any power that tries to overtake us. You see that unforbidden, that unforeseen tribulation that shows up out of nowhere. The shepherd, who's always watching and protecting, takes the rod and pulverizes the enemy. You see, God promised us he'd be our Lord, he'd be our shepherd, and with his rod and his staff, he will protect us. We will all have trials and tribulations. God said so in his word, but he promised us that he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Somebody is trying to work their way out of some financial hardships on today, while somebody else is trying to save their marriage. Somebody else is praying for their child to come home, while another is hoping that their child will get what he or she needs to continue their education or find a job. Somebody is dealing with sickness. Somebody is dealing with pain, loneliness, and just ailments of every kind. But the shepherd has promised to lead us and guide us through the valley of the shadow of death. He promised us that no evil can overtake us, so we don't have to fear. The enemy will be standing by looking for a way to attack us, but the power of the living God is greater than any enemy that could come our way. You see, the shepherd has his rod and is ready to do battle for us. We can find comfort in knowing that he will protect us. He will make a way for us. He'll guide us out of those dark places that try to steal our joy and our peace. The great shepherd Jesus promised us in his word that if we go, we can go forth out of pain into power. You see, the shepherd uses his rod to protect us, and he uses his staff to guide us away from the enemy. The staff is a long stick that has a hook on the end, you see. And when we find ourselves going in the wrong direction, the shepherd takes that staff with the curve on the end and directs us back to the right path. When we find ourselves wandering into dangerous territories, the shepherd will use his staff to pull us back before we fall into a ditch or a pit. that we can't get out on our own, when we lead astray by someone who promises to do some things for us but mean us no good, the shepherd will show up and block us before we make a mistake of a lifetime. You see, he's a shepherd. He's going to protect you no matter what. The good news is that even when we've taken the wrong path, find ourselves in dangerous territory or fallen into a pit, that shepherd is able to get us out of that place and take us to the place that he has planned for us. While David speaks encouragement to himself, we ought to encourage ourselves. We can say with confidence that the shepherd is not going to cause us to fall into places that we shouldn't be. The shepherd is going to put his protective arms around us and lead us back to where he would have us to be. You see, in that fifth verse it says, you prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil, and my cup overfloweth. God is going to allow your enemy to see him blessing you. Everything the enemy tries to do to harm you, he will be defeated. The word says he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In other words, the enemy is going to see you being served by the Almighty God. The enemy is going to see you have special favor because you're going to be eating from the table of faith, the table of thanksgiving, and the table of hope. You see, the enemy knows God has made a way, that Jesus has come to provide a way, that the shed blood of Christ, who is the ultimate shepherd, is going to see about us, going to take care of us, going to lead us out of these dangerous waters that we're treading. Not only are we going to eat at the table of the Lord while the enemies look on, but the word says that he's going to anoint my head with oil. The oil represents the Holy Spirit, special favor and blessings that can only come from God. The oil of the Holy Spirit is the blessing of comfort, the blessing of encouragement and guidance to make it through that valley of darkness. We can know that and we can believe that because God says it to be so. That we're coming out of this thing. We're coming out of whatever our situation is, whatever our circumstances. God promised to bring us out. The anointing of God says you are covered, and the enemy can only watch, but he cannot touch. The enemy wants what you have, but he can't get it. That last part of that fourth verse says, my cup overflows. Not only is he going to bless you in front of your enemies, but the blessing is going to be so great it's going to overflow. You have more than enough. You're going to have so much you can share it with somebody else. The overflow is coming, and there's nothing the enemy can do to stop it. God is going to bless you because he's going to take you from pain to power. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad about that news today. You see, the overflow is coming, and it's so abundant. You won't have a cup big enough to hold it, from pain to power. The overflow is coming, and it's going to be so great that we're going to be witnesses to God to say, the Lord brought me out. He took me through the valley of the shadow of death. Here I am on the other side of that valley. Here I am standing strong because the shepherd protected me. He took me from pain to power. Yes, the enemy going to come up against you every chance that he gets. He's going to walk you through some things, but God is going to be right there with you. The enemy comes. You don't even know who the enemy is. He comes in. Sometimes in a friend. Sometimes it comes in a family member. Sometimes it comes in sickness. Sometimes it comes on a co-worker. Whatever way the enemy comes, God says, I'm your shepherd, and I'm going to keep you today. I'm going to walk you right through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm going to prepare a table before you, right in front of your enemy. I'm going to bless you like you've never been blessed before. Your cup, I'm going to anoint your head, and then your cup is going to run over. God promised us in his word, he is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should confess. If he said it, he's big and bad enough to bring it to pass. You just have to believe. You got to have faith. You got to call it and say to the Lord, yes, the Lord is blessing me. Don't look at me now. Just know that God is blessing me. I may not look like God, what God is going to make me, but don't you worry. God got a plan for me. You got to step out on faith and trust God. You can't say I'm sick. You say, yes, I got a situation, but God is bringing me out. No sicknesses have power over God. No matter what your situation is, God is bigger than your situation. He's the shepherd. He can protect you. There's no enemy greater than God. Whose report will you believe? Will you believe the report of the people, or will you believe the report of the Lord? He says, I'm God Almighty. I can do anything but fail. I created this heaven and this earth. I created you. And if I created you, I know you. I can make a way out of no way. That's who I am, the great shepherd. As we close with this sixth verse, surely, 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 surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life. You see that last promise that God shares with us through his David, his servant David, in that 23rd Psalms, it says that goodness and mercy shall follow me, for he will always be with me. You see, the shepherd promised us that he's not going to leave you. And if he's around, how could not goodness and mercy be present? If God is not present, that's when the adversary gets his chance to come in. But God promised us through faith that if we believe, he would always be with us. And even if trials and tribulations come, he said, I have overcome the world. I can deal with any situation that might come your way. We can count on God to be faithful. We know that God will always love us and show us his kindness. How do we know that? Because who else would come and give his life that we might have life and have it abundantly? Who else is going to do that for us? No matter what comes, we're going to be all right. Whether it's a valley or a mountaintop, we're going to be victorious. When the enemy comes upon us like a flood, Jesus, the mighty shepherd, is going to protect us. He's going to provide for us. He's going to guide us out of the valley of the shadow of death. The enemy is always nearby, but Jesus is even nearer. The enemy comes to destroy us, to kill us, and to make our lives miserable and joyless. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The enemy came to steal our soul, but Jesus came through 30 and two generations to die for our sins, so that we would always have a place at the table, so that we would always have goodness and mercy to keep us, so that we would always have a home in the Master's house forever and forever. The good news for us today is that we have a Savior who stick closer than a brother, a Savior who gave everything, including his life, that we might live. A Savior who is a shepherd that says, whatever you need, I will provide. I'll protect you from the enemy who desires to destroy you. And when you're going through, know that I'm with you, and I will never leave you alone. I like it the way Paul sums it up in that New Testament. When Paul says in that 8th chapter of Romans, verses 35 through 39, when he says, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or a sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. I don't know how you're feeling about it today, but I'm encouraged that no matter what it looks like or who thinks they can overtake you, even if it's the most difficult thing that you've ever had to go through in your life, God is still able. He can make your enemy your footstool and turn darkness into light. Take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it into a blessing so great that you will not have room enough to receive it. From pain to power, I want you to look at your neighbor and say to your neighbor, from cursing to blessing, from emptiness to full, from pain to power. You see, we have a shepherd that promised us that he'd keep us, that there's no evil in this world that could ever overtake him. No matter what you need today, that God promised us that he'll take us from pain to power. Power in his might. Power in the Holy Spirit. Power to sustain whatever comes our way. No, we think that when we walk through the doors that God is just going to make everything go away. But that's not how it works. I stand here to tell you, but the faith that you have in God, that he promised you, he'll keep you no matter what comes. You might go through some things. You might be sick for a while. You might even have some financial troubles. But no matter what comes, God is able to keep you. He'll sustain you. He'll bring you out of that situation. He'll take you through the valley. What did he say? In the beginning, he says, he'll cause you to have peace like you never knew you could have. That's what the word says. And then after the peace comes, when you're girded up with your strength, that you can walk through this valley. You know, sometimes you need just a little bit of encouragement from the Lord. He said, I'll cause you to sleep. I'll take you to green pastures. I'll give you peace today. And then when you get your strength and you get your marching orders, now I'm going to lead you through this valley right here. You see this valley? I'm going to take you right through it. You don't have to worry though, because I'm with you. The enemy gonna try to attack you from every leading side. They might be hanging over you. They might be over here. But I'm with you. I'm gonna lead you right through it. And then after I lead you through it, guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna prepare a table for you right in front of their faces. I'm gonna show them just how mighty a God you serve. No matter what you do, then I'm going to anoint your head with the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to fill you like you've never been filled before. And then when I fill you, you're going to have an overflow. No matter what you need, God will provide. From pain to power. That's what he promised us today, from pain to power. Maybe someone here today don't know Jesus as their Lord and their Savior, but you got to have a relationship with him before you can trust him like that. You see, when you get that relationship with Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to live within you. And when the Holy Spirit comes to live within you, you can trust him like you never could before. No matter who comes up against you, you can hold up your hand and say, devil, get under my feet. I'm serving the Almighty God today. Somebody here today may not know him as your Lord and Savior, but I promise you, I got a testimony that if you trust him, he'll keep you. He'll bring you through sickness. He'll bring you through pain. He'll bring you through a broken heart. He'll bring you through loneliness. Even if you want to be depressed, you can't stay depressed. I know, because I tried it myself. I couldn't stay depressed. The Holy Spirit just rose up inside of me, and I wanted to just stay on my bed of affliction. But God said, no, get up out of that bed. You got something to do today. The enemy not going to win this battle. I won this battle. Get up. Stop complaining and acting like you serve a weak God. You don't serve a weak God. You serve an all-powerful God. So what? You got to go through a little bit of something here and there. So what? He going to bring you to a place like you never seen before. You going to scare you. He going to bless you so good. I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking from experience, not from what I heard. I'm talking about what I know. Sometimes I got to step back and just look at what the Lord has done. Who would ever that a little farmer's girl would be standing here at my other Baptist church preaching the gospel today? I know what I'm talking about. People didn't even want us to get an education, but here I am. He's able. He's able. He can do anything but fail. He's bigger than anything that could come your way. I know what I'm talking about. Jim Crow got no power over me. Here I am. Here I am. Segregation, no power over me. Here I am.